Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is from Masiyah Daf Nun. We're picking up from the Mishnah in the middle of Baptism Abayis. We're starting the big sugya of the nuances of Aina. The Aina is taiched typically as fraud, cheating. If one's cheating, we know the word Aina also applies to Aina's Devarim. Aina's Devarim means it's talking to someone in a way that's harmful. It's using one's words in a harmful way. This is, in our sugya, we're focused, though we'll have that later, but our sugya, we're focused on more specifically Aina by transactions, monetary transactions, cheating. Now, we'll speak outside, that was inside. The basic idea of Aina, the basic guidelines, we've pointed this out in the past, is if there's a market price and one charges less than a sixth over the market price, less than a sixth, less than 16%, 16.6%, the halacha is the mekeches kayim, and we essentially assume mechila, there's mechila on that overcharge. If the overcharge is more than a sixth, more than 16.6, more than 1/6, then mekech is batal. When the aina is exactly a sixth, the mekech is kayim, and you return the overcharge. So that's when you return the overcharge, which is a very specific case, and that's the case that's called aina. The other case is, right, the case which is more than a sixth is called bitl mekech, and the case which is less, that's also the category of aina, but it's bitl mekech, and the case where it's less than a sixth, it's mechila. It's the middle case that has the status of aina, the mekech is kayim, but you return the money. That's the basic din. Our mission is going to get into what the time frame for how long you have to return the money. And the mission is also going to introduce the Shi'ez Rav Tarfon, who holds that the share is not a sixth, but rather a third, a much bigger share, almost twice the size. Well, not almost, twice the size. If the share is a third, up to a third is not considered a bit of mecca. Let's see. Ha'ina arba kasef mesef arba kasef l'sela. The Tanakama, the Chama hold, Ha'ina is a case of four silver mice. You're overcharging by four mice out of 24 mice, which make up a sela, which is, the Mishnah does the math for us, 4 out of 24 is, of course, a sixth. Shus l'megach, a sixth of the purchase. In such a case, lekech, or by the way, we spoke already yesterday, it's two-way street. When we talk about being defrauded, it's not always the mecha. Typically, it's the mecha overcharging the lekech, because the mecha is the more knowledgeable one, typically. But what if the lekech underpays the mecha? Same story. If it's more than a six, it's going to be, or a six itself is going to be aina, less could be mechila, more could be bittel. Okay, so says the Mishnah, shus l'mekach, a sixth of the purchase, then the whoever was tricked is able to recover that full amount. That's the case where four mice out of 24 is aina, which we said the mekach is kayim, but you get back the money of the aina. Ad matzah bittel achzer, till when can the one that was tricked, so to speak, till one can be crazier on the deal? At what point do you say it's too late? This is mechila. Akte shiur the tagar el krev. We're talking about even my case of aina, whereas off by six, there's still a limit to when he can go back. And the Mishnah says, you know what the limit is? Enough time that he goes home and shows the tagar. He shows it to a merchant that, you know, if he's friendly with, or to a relative, to assess whether he was taken advantage of or not. Rashi says, ad masay mutter lahachzir. Mishnah is ana. The one who was taking advantage of, reading Rashi inside, why do you say mutter? Why say mutter? One may think that, when you go back on the deal because you were defrauded, so you're allowed to do that, but there's a shtuk mishapara because you're backing out of a deal. And we just had in the last Mishnah, we had an idea of one who backs out of a deal is mishapara. It says Rashi, Lashem mutter is coming to say, you're not even a mishapara. If the guy defrauded you, you can undo, you can back out. You can back out. Up to this amount of time it takes to go see the tiger. Tais asks, so let's say one guy lives a little further from where he bought the purchase. It's going to be a different share for every particular person. Tais explains that, no. Top Taisus, Imkain, Asatavech, Shirim, you're giving a share to each person based on how close his relative lives, how close his friend who knows business lives. If you mashamatsi, Rafe Pamim, Shuch Laris, Latagra, El Kreve. If you make Kreve, Rechekim. So he says, you don't go by any. This guy, his closest relative is 3 hours away. You don't go based on him. Standard people, how close they live to their relatives or to their merchant, someone that can advise them whether or not they did a good purchase. Let's just make up a number. I'm making this up totally. Let's say that standard is 2 hours. That's the share. This guy, his closest relative is 3-4 hours away. It doesn't make a difference. The share becomes a fixed share. It doesn't fluctuate from person to person. That's what Taisus explains in the Mishnah. The shiur tiger means a standard share of how long it takes to show the tiger. Higher up tar from the lid. Tar from the sack and lid that you know is not a sixth, much higher. Hayna shmeinah kesef mesef arba kesef sela. You know is actually 8 out of 24, which is shlish lemekach, a third of the purchase, right? A third of the purchase if you're off by 8 out of 24, or a third, 33%, that's when there's Zina. The Sokhatag Lud, and the sellers of Lud, like you pointed out, who's the one that's more likely to get messed up over here? The buyers, not the sellers. The sellers, their experience, that's what they do. They know what they're selling, they know the value, and therefore, they're the ones that that stand to benefit more from the higher rate, a higher allowance, we should say, of Zina, up to 33%. And they're very happy. However, Amram Tafrit says, when we talk about the one that was cheated, being able to be chaser, it's not just till he gets to go show a tag, which we gave just a rough estimate, 2 hours, made up a number. He has the entire day to withdraw from the deal. Amrulai, so the merchants of Lud said, you know what? Let's leave Rav Tarfon where he is. Let's go back to the Chavim. Meaning, because even though he gave a much higher rate of allowance to get to Aina, but the time frame was also way too long. His time frame was a day, as opposed to just a little bit of time to go show your relatives. I mean, I'm just saying arbitrarily 2 hours. I don't know what the time is, but the point is much less than a day. And therefore, they said they'd rather have a smaller Aina shear and together with a smaller window of being able to be chaser than vice versa. Itmar. Rav Aymerish just mechach sheninu. Rav says when we talk about the Aina, and we talk about the sixth, a sixth of what? So Rav says, you take the value of the Mekach, what the true value is, and you go by a sixth. Ushmul Amar, shtus mais namashinu. You don't just go based on a sixth of the value, the market value of the Mekach. You also go based on a sixth of the money that was paid. That could also play a role. The Mar is going to explain where this Chaps and Afkmin is. Shavi Shisa Bechamsha. Let's give something that's worth six uzim, and also for five zuz, which means the seller, was cheated. And he clearly was cheated if it's worth six and sold for five. So he's cheated by exactly a sixth. Because it was worth six, and we received 1/6 less than that, he received only five. Or Shavi Shisha B'Shiva, or that it was worth six, and he sold it for seven, which means the buyer was cheated. But again, how much was he cheated by? Exactly a sixth. It was worth a six, and 1/6 of that is one, and the buyer paid an extra one. So the buyer was cheated. In that case, Klem Lepligi, whether it was worth six and sold for five, whether it was worth six and sold for seven, everyone agrees over there that the Mekach is six, and you go based on the Mekach, and we say that was a case of Aina, Vainahavi, that's a classic case of Aina in either direction, respectively, either the buyer or the seller. That's not a machlekes. Both Rambam and Shmuel agree. Keep leaving with a machlekes. Shavi Chamsha B'Shissa. Let's say something that was worth five was sold for six. Something that's worth five, if you look at based on the Mekach, one out of five is 20%, not 60%. It's above, that's Bittul Mekach. You're in Bittul Mekach territory. One out of five is 20%. So if it's worth five and sold for six, the buyer was defrauded, was cheated by a full 20%, more than a sixth. Okay. Or what's the other case? But if you look at the total purchase price, it was worth five, it was sold for six. From what it was sold for, which is six, it's off by one. It's off by exactly a six, which is Aina. That's the exact number of six. So if you look at it from the perspective of the Mekach, of the value of the Mekach, you're off by more than a six. If you look at it from the perspective of the price that was paid, you're only off by exactly a six. It doesn't reach the level of Bittul Mekach. That's just what we call Aina. And the same thing the other way. Shavi Shav B'Shisa. What if something's worth seven? The market price was seven. It was sold for six. Something's worth seven, if you go based on what it's worth, six, selling it for one less is 1/7 less. 1/7 less is about 14, I think 0.28% off. It's not off by 16%. It's not off by six. If you go based on what the market price was, to how much you sold it for less, the seller was only defrauded by less than a sixth. However, if you go based on what ultimately was paid for, it was only paid six for it, and it's supposed to be paid seven. It's off by a full 1/6. Then it's Aina, says Gemara. V'shav yishav b'shita. In that case as well, in these two cases, l'shmul amar basa b'maisa l'nishmul says, remember, Shmuel didn't say you don't go based on the Mekach. Shmuel said you also go based on the mice that was paid. So according to Shmuel, it says you go based on the mice. Both cases will also be a case of Aina. Again, just to remind ourselves, we're calling Aina when it's exactly off by 1/6. When it's exactly off by 6, that's called Aina, where the Mekach is Kayim, and you just return the Aina. So in both those cases, it's going to be Aina. The Rav Damer Bas Mekach Zina, according to Rav, says you go based on the market price, not based on the price that was paid. Shavi Chamisha B'Shisa, Bittul Mekach Havi. If it was worth 5 and sold for 6, that's off by 20%. That's a Bittul Mekach. Shavi Shiva B'Shita. And if it was worth 7 and sold for 6, that is Mechil Havi. That's only being off by 14 and some odd percent. And therefore, that's the case that fits into the case of Mechila. That's what comes out according to Rav. Ushmuel, according to Shmuel, We only say mechila if it's less than a sixth, or betamekach when it's more than a sixth. We only say those concepts when it's not a sixth from both perspectives. Looking at it from the value of the market, we're looking at it from the amount of money that was paid. If neither perspective gives us a sixth, then we say it's taka betamekach or mechila. Avhechadik is just betzarecha if it's a sixth in any one way of looking at it, whether it's looking at it from the value in the market or looking at it from the amount that was paid, Aina Yahavi has the status of Aina. Tanan. Mer wants to be a right to Shmuel from our Mishnah. Aina Dal Kesef Master of Abu Kesef Asela. The simple reading of Mishnah is Aina is 4 Kesef out of 24 Kesef Asela, Shusla Mecca, which is a 6th Mecca, 4 to 24 is a 6th. Now, what's the case there? What does it mean 4 to 24? Meaning the question basically is there's a few options. Was it that it was worth 20? It was worth 20, and it was sold for 24. Is that the case? Or the case is, which by the way, if it was worth 20, and it was sold for 24, according to Rav, that wouldn't be a sixth. It was worth 20. 4 out of 20 is 20%. 4 out of 20 is a fifth. Right? 4 out of 20 is a fifth. It's 20%. So that's more. That would be Bita Mekach. And we're saying in the Mishnah, that's called Aina. That's a Shtus. That fits like Shmuel, that it's a, you go based on either the value or the price paid. In this case, we're going based on the total price paid. It was 24, and 4 out of 24 is a 6, and that's enough to be called exactly Aina. So, but if you say it was worth 24, and you overpaid by 4 extra, meaning to 28, then it fits even like Rav. That's going to be the Mer's deflection. Let's see. We looked at the Mishnah Aina, Dal Kesef Master of Abra, Kesef Zela, Aina is 4 out of 24, which is just the Mekach. My love does of it is the case where it was worth Shavi, Esrim, something that was worth 20, was sold by Esrim for 24. Which Bam Noshus Mais, Nami Shinu. And that's only a Shus with regard to the ultimate price that was paid. It's not a sixth with regards to the original, the value, the market value. The Gemara says, Loi, Jezavim Shavi Esrim Va'arba, Shavi Esrim Va'arba, B'Esrim. Mer goes the other way, not what I said. Not 24 for 28, but that which was worth 20, same idea. That which is 24 was sold for 20, the other direction. That which is sold for was worth 24 was sold for 20, 4 out of 24 is a 6, and therefore that's an exact shtus, even according to Rav. Says the Gemara, Minas Ana Meicher. In this case, who got cheated, so to speak? Who was afforded the seller? Ema Seifa. And Masa Betlach, so to be able to retract on the deal. This year, the Tagar El Kreva, enough time that he goes shows his fellow merchant or his relative. Nachman says that the Lekeach has this time limit to be Chazer. But the Meicher, interestingly enough, the Meicher could be Chazer forever. The Gemara is going to explain in a couple of blah. Rashi says why this is, but says Rav Nachman, the Meicher could always be Chazer. There's no time limit. The Mishnah clearly gives a time limit of up to the amount of time it takes to go show your relative or your fellow merchant. Obviously, we're talking about a case where the Lekeach was defrauded, not the Meicher. Now the Gemara says, we pointed out, Ela Dezab and Shavi Esav Arba Besav Tami. The case must be, we can still find Rav, that which is worth 24, that's the market value. Rav says you only going to be some market value to determine. No, it was worth 24. It was sold for 28. So you cheated the buyer, but you cheated him by exactly a sixth of the value of the Mekach, not a sixth of the total monies. If you just do the math backwards, if the total money is paid with 28 and you're off by 4, 4 out of 28 is a seventh, which we said is around 14.28%, whereas a sixth is 16.66%. So we go based on what the market price is, which is 24, and you're off by 4 from 24. 4 from 24 is talk exactly 1/6. Okay. Tanan, the Gemara tries to be another Bayit Shmuel for the Mishnah. Hi, Rabbi Tak from Miller, Tak from Paskin in Lund. Hi, Nashmani Kesef, Master of Arba Kesef Sel. It's going to be very similar Shaka Tak to what we just had, just working in Tak for his numbers of a third instead of the Chacham's numbers of a sixth. Haina is Shmani Kesef, 8 silver mice from Master of Arba out of 24 Kesef Lasela, which is Shlish Lamekach, a third of the Mekach. That's considered Aina. That's the sheer, exact sheer. Now, again, to remind ourselves, that's when it's exactly a third. More than a third, bittel mekach, mekach's batel. Less than a third is mechila. A third itself, on the dot, we say, the deal still stands, but you can retract, you can get back the money. My love, what's the case there? Isn't the case, Tzav and Shavi Shisri Bas Rabba, something that's worth 16 was sold by 8 more, namely by 24. So it's a third out of the total number, out of the purchase price, not out of the market value. We see that when we talk about factoring what the fraud, what the amount of the fraud was, we don't just go based on the market price. We also go based on the purchase price. Like Shmuel, not like Rav. Mar says light. The case is opposite. That which is worth 24 was sold for 16. So it is 8 out of 24. 8 out of 24 is taka third. It was worth 24, sold for only 16. But the defraud over here, the one being defrauded, is the seller, not the buyer. Again, ask the same question. Minasana, who is being cheated here? Meicher. Amasif, look at the next line of the Mishnah. Amalem kol yem mitalachzer. The Tafra says, the entire day, the buyer can retract. Well, you call it the defrauded party can retract the entire day. What does that mean, the defrauded party? It's only lekech who's restricted to only retract that day. So it must be talking our Mishnah about the lekech being defrauded, not the meicher. So how can you tell me it's a case of 24 being sold for 16? That's a cheating of the seller, not the buyer. The case is where that which is worth 24 was sold for 32. Simple. It was worth 24. That's the market value. It was sold for 8 extra. 32, that's off by a third, and that's where the lekeach is being cheated, and therefore it fits not just for the monetary amount, meaning the market value is being off by a third. On the contrary, the monetary amount that was paid is 32, 8 out of 32 is a quarter, it's 25%. Okay. Tani kavase dishmuel. Not a third, not 33%. Tani kavase dishmuel, mi shotel alav yad, mi shotel. Now we have a brisa. We tried for the Mishnah to come up to raya tishmuel, and we were unsuccessful both. Now we try to be raya tishmuel from a brisa. Mi shotel alav yaday alayayna. The one who was kind of cheated, he has the upper hand. Ketzad. Machale shavehe bevav. Very clear. That which is worth 5 was sold for 6. Now according to Rav, that's bitul mekach, because it was only worth 5, and it was sold for 6. One extra out of 5 is 20%. It's more than 16.66%. And therefore, it's bitul mekach. Yet, what does the Brisa here? Machalei shavahei bevav. Minasan, who's been cheated lekeach. Yeah, lekeach al yani, he has the upper hand. What could he do? Ratzalim alay tainli maisi. He could say, give back my money. Oy tainli mashay nesi. Or, let's keep the deal going and just give me the money in between. So the person that was the victim of Leina always had the choice to say, let's undo the sale, let's dip into the status of Bitul Mekach, or no, let's keep the Mekach, and let me just get back the extra money that you overcharged me. Macher Lai, Shava, top of Nun Amin Aleph, Shava Sheish Bechamish. What if something worth 6 was sold for 5? Now that's Leina according to everybody, that's classic, it was worth 6. And it's off by 1. 1 out of 6 is a 6. Down to 5. So who's cheated in this case? Meaning it's not a meicher. Meicher is cheated. Yeah, meicher yoni. The meicher has the choice. He can say, give back my merchandise. Let's be vato the sale. I tell you, mashinesi. Oh no, keep the sale in place, but give me the money that you shortchanged me. Give me back that full, that extra, the one that was shortchanged. But either way, it's clear in this braisa. In the second case, Rav and Shmuel would agree that's a case of Aina. But the first case, that which was worth 5 was sold for 6, that's off by 20%, not 16.66%. That's not a 6, that's a 5th. And we're saying it's still Aina. How is that Aina? According to Rav and Shver, according to Shmuel, it's very Gishmak. Because you don't just look at the market value, you look at the purchase price. The purchase price was 6, and it's off by a 6th, even though the market value was 5. But if the purchase price was 6, and it was sold by 1 off, it was sold, it was 1 off from the market price, which is 5, then according to Shmuel, that's also called this exact status of Aina, of being off by a 6th. And so according to Shmuel, the Brisa works well. Again, the Brisa is right to Shmuel. Ivailu. Shaila. Pachas Mishtas Rabbanan. If it's off by less than a 6 according to Chamim, we're saying there's Mechila. When does that Mechila take place? La'al Tav Mechila, is it immediate? I bet they shear the Tagar the Krev. You still have that amount of time, the buyer gets to show his relatives or his fellow merchant to see whether or not it was a good deal or not. He still has that same amount of time, just like he has that amount of time to be chazed by Aina. When it's less than Aina, it's less than a 6th, then it's off. And we're saying there's Mechila. Is it immediate Mechila, or does he still also have that amount of time to show his relatives? It says Gemara. One second. But if you say he has the amount of time to show his relatives, in that case as well, then a 6 and less than a 6 will have the same din. In both cases, you have the amount of time to go show the relatives to go see if you want to be meichel or not. Well, isn't it the same din? 6 and less than 6, and we understand that I know which by exactly a 6 is somewhat different than by a case of less than a 6 where there's a faster mechila. Answers the word, there's still taka difference. Ikka, ilishus yad al yena. In the case where it's mamish off by a 6th exactly, he has the upper hand, meaning he could choose ratza chayzer, ratza kaino machzer. He could choose to retract from the sale b'chlal, or he can keep the sale and just get back machzer aina and get the aina returned. Fila pachas mishtos, kana u'machzer aina. In the case of a 6th, he has no choice. I mean, the sale is going to be a sale. The sale is going to maintain. Question just is, if he is he meichel immediately and he gets nothing back, or he has enough time to go verify the purchase by his relative, and when he finds out that the price is off, he can demand back the spread that he overpaid. Even when it's less than a 6th, he can still demand back that spread, but either way, he cannot undo the mekach. That is the chilek between a 6th where you can undo the mekdach totally, and less than a sixth. So that's our shayla. Do you have that time frame for the case of less than a sixth as well? Tashma. So let's be brief for our Mishnah. Chazal de Rechamim, the merchants decided to switch and go like the Chachamim. Right? When they heard that, Ritava said they have all day long. They're like, you know what? Even though he gives us more leeway, up to cheating, up to a third is okay, maybe it's the wrong word, but is the mekach remains, but the fact that they can be chayes all day, that bothers us. Now, savrua pachas mishlish, the Reb Tarfid, kepachas mishlish the Rabbanan. The assumption that the Chacham made, or the ones bringing this proof, they made an assumption that less than a third to Reb Tarfid is equivalent to less than a sixth to the Rabbanan, which is a big assumption. The Gemara is going to kind of fall off later. The big assumption is because even if the din is the same, that less than a sixth by less than a shlish is like less than, according to Rav Tarfon, is like less than a sixth according to Chachamim, but the frequency of such a thing happening is for sure less. Being off by anywhere between 16 and 33% is much less common than being off by between 0 and 16%. Okay, besides the Gemara. So before they thought that the din is exactly the same, it's a comparable case. If you say according to less than a sixth, you still have the time to go to the tagger or the kreve. But according to the tagger, you'd have the entire day, the buyer, to go get back his the amount he was defrauded out of. Can't undo the sale. Please get back the amount that was used overcharged. So it makes sense to go like the chamim because now they're benefiting all those transactions between 0 and 16% being off. They're able to limit their exposure to the amount of time it takes to go to the tagger, and then the deal is done, and he can't demand back any money. However, Eli Amrit, Pachas Moshes Rabbanan, is La'al Tahab Mechila. But if you say, like the other Tzadok Kira, that less than a sixth, according to Rabbanan, it makes immediate Mechila. The halach is, that if it's over less than a sixth, the buyer is Mechil. In that case, if he's overcharged less than a sixth, he's Mechil immediately. Or who didn't, if the seller undercharged by less than a sixth, he's Mechil immediately. If that's the case, or if Tarfon Nami, La'al Tahab Mechila, even if Tarfon agree, that once you're below the number, once you blow a third, it's an immediate Mechila. Why would the merchants be chayzer? But the Reb Tarfon Nichlut Fei, it's still the much better for Reb Tarfon's din. Think about it. Anything from 16.66% off up to 33.33%, according to Reb Tarfon, there's a medium mechila. The lekeach is gaining major. Right away, he still has mechila. He's entitled to it, and the lekeach can't retract or can't even ask back for the overcharge. Whereas according to Rabbanan, it's bitul mekach. That's a massive spread that benefits the seller, according to Reb Tarfon, according to Chamim. So yeah, Reb Tarfon did say that in a case where it's 33 and 1/3%, then the lekeach has all day to be chayzer, not just the amount of time it takes to show his relative. But isn't the benefit of having all those cases between, a sixth, 16.66%, and 33%, all those cases, that according to Reb Tarfon, you're still going to get to, have immediate mechila, if your mechila is immediate. It must be mechila, it's not immediate. Says Gemara, no. Your whole assumption was that whatever the Rabbanan say, but less than a sixth, Reb Tarfon says by less than a third. But that's a mistake. The whole premise was mistaken. From the 16.66% until the 33.3% of the Reb Tarfon, that all remains like a sixth. Again, let's remind ourselves. Up to a sixth, Allah says, and there's a mechila. And we're just debating if that mechila is immediate or not. That's our question we're dealing with right now. A sixth itself, we're saying the mekach is kayim, and you return the overage, you return the sixth of overcharge. But we did say the lekeach has the right to choose. He could say, I want this deal off. I don't even want the deal anymore. Or he could say, let's keep the deal and pay back the overcharge. And if it's more than a sixth that's off, the deal is batal. That's going to Rabbanan. Now, according to the Tafim, we say the number is not a sixth. It's 33%. The number is a third. Fine. But that doesn't mean that according to Reb Tarfon, anything less than a third is like according to Chama, anything less than a sixth, and the Mekach is Kayim, it is a Mechila. Reb Tarfon agrees that from 16.66% till 33.33%, the Halacha is, that's called Eina, and Lekeach has a choice to either keep the Mekach and get back his overcharge, or to be Vat the Mekach. And since that's the case, having all day is problematic, is worse for the merchants, and therefore they left Reb Tarfon. Says Gemara, it's not the case. From a sixth to a third, that discrepancy in between those, the tarfon is the same as the sixth itself. And therefore the tigers didn't want to let them have all day. Ask them one second. In the first place, why were they happy? Why were they happy even initially that it goes up to a third? The fact that they're happy initially, the bitul mekach rabbanon leilu b'chayzer. L'chayr, proof from this, that according to Chamim, that bitul mekach is for sure chayzer, leilam. And since chayzer leilam, Reb Tarfon said he increased the amount to 33%. And even if it's a full day, they're still better in that regard. To keep them, Reb Tarfon havi aina, samchu. So then when Reb Tarfon says that up to a third is considered a case of aina, right? Up to a third is a case of aina. Some they were happy. But when meaning because they thought there was a very short time limit. And when he said that it's kol yayim, they have the entire day to be chazer to retract on the deal. Chazru, the merchants, they no longer were happy with their tarfon's psak. Now, because they realized by the time the day is over, the deal's for sure going to be undone, and they're not benefiting anything. And having the longer time frame for the lekeach to retract is worse for them than having a higher spread of being able to overcharge. Says Mara, Tisakadaitach, to bitul mekach rabbanon, k'deshiyir l'tagal l'kreivay. If you say that bitul mekach itself is the amount of time it takes to go show a relative, then my samchu, why were they happy? L'chari, they're still better off. Why were they happy in the first place? Even by the chamim, they were. One second. I'm trying to let me get the cheshbon here again. By the cases of overcharging by more than a sixth to a third, Reb Tarfon held that the buyer could demand either go back on the sale or keep the sale and just pay me the overcharge. The Chum held that either right, that's the chiddush, that either party can void it. One of the dinim by overcharging over a sixth, not only could the defrauded party undo it, even the party that is benefiting from the fraud can undo it. Both parties can do it. So the chayra, if the chum and Tarfon, they both are setting a short time period for how long you can be chayzer, then the chayra, why is there a benefit in going away with Tarfon? Why did they rejoice in the first place? So that's Gemara, they still rejoice. You know why? Some kubishtus atzma, they were happy by the case of exactly a sixth. Why? The case of a sixth self-court would be mechila. That specific case is very interesting because it's one exact dollar. The case of a sixth, according to Shmuel, it could be two. It could be whether it's a sixth of the purchase price or a sixth of the value of the mecca. So according to Shmuel, you have two scenarios. But either way, it's an exact amount. The case of exactly a sixth, according to the Chamim, you have aina. Whereas according to Reb Tarfon, you have a meeting mechila, and the sellers were rejoicing because they got the meeting mechila. Then they found out that the time frame is much longer, and they said it's not worth it. We give up. We don't want that meila. Ibailu, one more shaila. Bitul mekach rabbanon. When we say this bitul mekach, meaning more than a six, it's often more than a six. According to rabbanon, leilam chayzer, could the defrauded party retract forever? Or he also is restricted to this time period to go show his friends and family. Aydilu k'deshir l'tagar or l'kreivit, go show the merchant or his family. Is that still the restricted time? But more than that, once it's past that time, even when it's bitul mekach, even more than a sixth, if he doesn't retract within that amount of time, then it's the sale remains in force. Fimtim salayim k'desh yir l'tagar l'kreivay. If you say that he has to retract within the amount of time it takes to go to his friends with the merchant, says more malka ben shtos liyaser shtos. Why is that not the exact same as when it's off by a sixth? But we said that's the time frame of the mission as well. But the amount of time it takes to go to his friend or to tagar, the merchant, is a big difference. Ika to ilu b'shtos by case of a sixth, mishus ana chayzer. By a sixth, the only one that can retract is the one that is being cheated. He can retract, not the other party. Whereas liyaser shtos, like we just pointed out 2 minutes ago, when it's off by more than a sixth, shneim b'chaylim, both can retract. That would be the fundamental difference. But overall, for the buyers, from the defrauded party's perspective, it'll basically be the same. What is the halacha? Tashman speaking raya, chazu l'divrei chamim. Let's go again, being right for the merchants. That the merchants went to go after chamim once they found that Tarfon gives a full day for attracting. By bitul mekach rabbanon, k'deish yir l'tagar el kreve. You only have the amount of time it takes to go to the show of the relative or the merchant. You have the entire day. We have to stop over here. Mishabachi chazru. That's why they were chayzer. Eliyahu bitul mekach rabbanon, elam chayzer. Kod rabbanon, you can always be chayzer bitul mekach. I'm a chazru. Why are they going back to chamim? Still better like Reb Tarfon. Reb Tarfon nichlu tvei. They come mashulu. I not kalyem because at least it's only up to the whole day for suloi, but not longer. Mar says still bitul mekach lishchiyach. Your whole assumption is that there's a common scenario. Bitul mekach overcharging that much is so uncommon, and therefore it wasn't worth it to have the shorter time of the Reb Tarfon over the chamim. You'd rather have the shorter time of the chamim on a less than a bitul mekach. We'll have to go over this again tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.